Prosecutor Sheila Ross told the judge,
"There is no reasonable explanation for all of this evidence other than he is guilty."
Abera was in the U.S. illegally.
It's a key day for Matt Gaetz, President-elect Trump's attorney general pick. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The Vice President-elect J.D. Vance and Matt Gaetz are doing a small tour of the U.S. Senate, including meeting with a few Republican senators. But at this point, the potential swing votes, the more moderate Republican senators or the openly critical Republican senators of Matt Gaetz, have not had meetings with Matt Gaetz, nor do they know if they're going to have one in short order.
The House Ethics Committee is meeting. It was poised to release a report on Gaetz this week before he resigned. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker has been picked to be U.S. Ambassador to NATO. Defense Secretary Austin's given the okay for Ukraine to use anti-personnel landmines in the effort to slow Russia's battlefield progress.
You know, we provided them anti-tank mines from the very beginning. This is just another stage here, but again, our focus is to help them to meet their needs, and they've asked for these.
At least one death and power outages blamed on the powerhouse storm system that's pounding the West. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
From Sonoma County and basically Santa Rosa on north, you will be seeing the potential for flooding.
World premiere in Poland today for the movie Rust, delayed and dogged by controversy over the fatal onset shooting more than 3 years ago. Director Joel Souza sees the film as a tribute to the late cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
I've never met anybody that lived, breathed, ate, and drank movies like her. It felt like the right thing to do. I couldn't let a stranger or something finish what we had started together.
Government numbers indicate inflation has eased, and when it comes to the holiday table next week, CBS's Jill Schlesinger says the evidence could be seen as mouthwatering.
The average cost of the classic Thanksgiving feast for 10 people is about $5.80 per person, or about $58. Now, this is a 5% drop from last year.
And checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow is down 13 points. The S&P is down 19. NASDAQ down 73. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It won't be much, and it probably won't stick around. A winter weather advisory will be in effect tomorrow from 6 a.m. to noon. The National Weather Service is predicting 2 to 4 inches. Racine County voters will head to the polls tomorrow for a special election to fill the county executive position. The primary features four candidates: Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The top candidates advance to the final election in December. Kenosha voters will decide in February whether to approve a $115 million spending referendum. The measure was proposed by the Kenosha Unified School Board. If passed, it would provide an additional $23 million annually for school security improvements. A Wisconsin grocery chain must pay $1 million to the state for shortchanging customers on product weights. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says that over 1,200 products at Roundy's supermarket locations were inaccurately labeled. The places tested included a Pick and Save in Kenosha. And as the gun deer season starts Saturday, the DNR is reminding hunters about safety regulations. There's a reminder out that hunters must wear at least 50% blaze orange or fluorescent pink above the waist. Again, the 9-day hunt starts Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Bucks basketball. basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Chicago Bulls at Fiserv Forum. Both teams looking for a chance for back-to-back wins. On Monday, the Bucks beat the Rockets. The Bulls got past the struggling 76ers. College basketball, number 15th-ranked Marquette with an impressive win in Milwaukee last night over number 6th-ranked Purdue. The Golden Eagles, 76-58 over the Boilermakers. Cam Jones had 17 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, and only the third triple-double in Marquette history. The last player to do so, Dwayne Wade, back in 2003. Baseball, the Brewers' Pat Murphy named the National League Manager of the Year, who talked about the challenge of a club being from Milwaukee.
That's what this whole thing's about. You know, like when you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's pleasurable to see, you know, these guys then, you know, find a way to be successful. It's special.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and a bit on the breezy side today. A few spotty rain showers possible, a high of 45. For tonight, snow developing late toward daybreak, becoming blustery as well. The wind and snow continues through about midday on Thursday. Total accumulations up to 2 to 3 inches. Current temperature is 46.
And it's now time for the rest of the story from Paul Harvey. And Paul Harvey is sponsored daily by the Racine Disc Center. Go to racinediscenter.com or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue in Racine. And thank you, Racine Disc Center, for bringing us Paul Harvey and
the rest of the story. This is a medical case study, the anatomy of an illness. The patient's name was Anna. Age 75, she complained to her doctor of chronic fatigue. He ran some tests. She had feared cancer. It was not. The diagnosis, aplastic anemia. The cause is usually unknown, and this was so in Anna's case. But in any event, she was given appropriate treatment, and then the doctor began wondering, what if his diagnosis were wrong? What if instead of aplastic anemia, Anna had some slowly developing form of leukemia, or even another kind of blood disease? Her white count, once 2,000, was now up to 3,400. So far, so good, but some of the cells did not appear as they should. A definitive test could be performed from a bone marrow sample, but why, thought the doctor, anything he would find in the marrow would be fatal anyway. So there would be no exotic tests for the time being. That determination was made in July, end of October. The patient was still demonstrating the symptoms of an infection, although without any localizing symptoms. For more than a week, Anna had had night chills and sweats. However, those had all but disappeared. A recent blood test showing her white count at 5,800 was also encouraging, but Anna's doctors were still concerned. This was more than aplastic anemia. One doctor was sure of it. And if that mystery ailment were identifiable and treatable, then it ought to be identified and treated as soon as possible. Over the following year, a number of specialists were consulted. There was a blood specialist who was certain that Anna's illness was atypical, a leukemia, and a cancer specialist who diagnosed atypical cancer. Anna's original doctor, whose name incidentally was David Gurewitch, had settled on a brand new hunch. His hunch was TB, tuberculosis. But that disease was far from his field of expertise, so they called in a tuberculosis specialist, who then declared that whatever Anna had, it was not tuberculosis. Well, through all of this, the patient is getting sicker. And by the time it was discovered that Dr. Dave, the non-specialist, had been correct, that Anna did in fact and indeed have TB, by then it was too late, and Anna died of tuberculosis in November of 1962. But this is the rest of the story. In the final months of Anna's illness, while the doctors were duking it out with one another, jealously fighting over whose disease was right and who was in charge, one of them, and maybe more than one of them, had been treating Anna according to the original diagnosis, aplastic anemia. Oh no, Anna did not have aplastic anemia. But among the medications her doctors prescribed for it was the drug prednisone. And prednisone actually activates, encourages, spreads tuberculosis. It was an honest, even understandable mistake, but it cost Anna her life, and it cost the world Anna Eleanor Roosevelt. And now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, my gosh. That is what I love about Paul Harvey. I had no idea. Did you? Wow. And now I got to go to Wikipedia and look that up. Here's CCR with Green River. WRJN.
To Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Thank you. down the line. Yeah, you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her.
Very low in time now.
Hey, my baby, does a hanky panky.
News and now timeless hits to WRJN. Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love, later Jefferson Starship, and then in the 80s, just Starship. Packers are heading to San Francisco this Sunday, and the pregame starts at 1 with a kickoff just after 3. Wayne Larrabee and Larry McCarron have all the action Sunday on WRJN, and I got to tell you, I like watching football on the tube. But the other Sunday, we quit, and we were driving around for a little bit. We had things to do on a Sunday before we could get to the tube and watch the Packer-Bear game. And I was really impressed. They do such a great job. So if you can't watch it on the tube, hey, we're the next best choice. And Larry McCarron and Wayne Larrabee can have all the action Sunday on WRJN. The Packers are sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20. Perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner house on the lake where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards. And Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Just saying, Main Street Bakery, I really need a cupcake or something. So anyway, they are bringing us Packer football this Sunday with the pregame at 1 o'clock right here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Awesome, Richie Valens, La Bamba on WRJN. Local news and timeless is, of course, an artist of record. Before 1 o'clock today, you're going to hear Jim Croce. Don't mess around with Jim. Be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN and win the album. Qualify to win a record player at the end of this week from Time and Again, Music and More.
People say I'm the life of the party. I tell a joke or two.
Closer and it's easy to trace all the tracks of my tears.
Jazz Rascals, and people got to be free on WRJN Local News. Timeless is winter weather advisories. That's tomorrow, by the way. And, of course, it's going to hit right about the time you and me got to get to work. 6 a.m. to noon is the winter weather advisory tomorrow. Chance of showers later tonight, maybe some snow showers as well. And then tomorrow, rain and snow showers with 1 to 2 inches possible. Probably about the time we hit the highway. Yeah, that's the 1 or 2 inches. That's when it's going to happen. So what time is it going to snow? When you get in your car and go to work. Absolutely. Join Dick Garcefa for the state championship matchup between Racine, St. Catharines, and Baldwin Woodville. The Thursday night game tomorrow night at 6:30, and it will air live on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine, and 98.1 Kenosha. Now we're going to join Stuart J. Waddles with news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A winter weather advisory is set for tomorrow. It'll run from 6 a.m. through noon for the area. At this point, the National Weather Service predicts a wet snow with accumulations between 2 and 4 inches. The warning says the morning commute could be impacted. Forecasters this year are doing things differently when it comes to temperatures and alerts.
They've surveyed the public, and they said, do you understand what this alert means and what that alert means? And most of the public says, no, we really don't know the difference. So that's why they embarked on this multi-year plan to simplify their alerts.
Meteorologist Justin Lowe says they're getting rid of wind chill watches, advisories, and warnings, and they'll be using different terminology. Again, a winter weather advisory for tomorrow. Racine County voters go back to the polls tomorrow. It's the special election vote for the county executive position. The primary is tomorrow, and the final election will be on December 19th. The position is open due to the passing of Jonathan Delagrave. The primary election features four candidates, Lorenzo Santos, Wendy Christensen, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The two top candidates from the primary will move on to the final election in December. Some Kenosha County voters will be asked in February if they want to up spending by $115 million. The Kenosha Unified School Board last night approved the money request referendum to be presented to taxpayers in February. The district wants an extra $23 million a year, with a good chunk used to boost school security. If passed, it would result in an estimated property tax increase of just over $300 a year for a home valued at $250,000. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and a bit on the breezy side today. A few spotty rain showers possible, a high of 45. For tonight, snow developing late toward daybreak, becoming blustery as well. The wind and snow continues through about midday on Thursday. Total accumulations up to 2 to 3 inches. Current temperature is 46.
Set out on
Hollies. One cool woman in a black dress, WRJN local news, timeless hits. And before one, Jim Croce. You don't mess around with Jim. When you're my fifth caller, when you hear that tune at 262-634-WRJN, you'll win Jim Croce's album From Time and Again, Music and More, and beautiful downtown Sturtevant. Neil Diamond.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, from it to my knees. Never thought I'd say it, please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her,
yeah.
Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say it, please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
Baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you.
37 years, WRJN has provided local news. And now, timeless hits with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell on WRJN.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby.
Remember the day I set you free, I told you you could always count on me, darling. From that day on, I made a vow, I'll be there when you want me, some way, somehow. Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby.
time to listen right here at WRJN. You don't mess around with Jim, don't you know? Jim Croce, that is. And congratulations to my latest winner, Gene Simon, calling in from Racine. Gene, love you. Mwah. And I'm going to get your song on after 1 o'clock. See, you win, and I'll play a song for you. So, hey, you know, even if you don't win, I'll play a song for you. Thank you to everyone who called. You've made this contest so much fun. I really appreciate you guys being a big support of it. And also, the album from Jim Croce today is From Time and Again, Music and More in beautiful Sturtevant on 9602 Durand Avenue, right down by the Schoolhouse Antique Mall. My buddy Ray has that shop, and he is awesome. He's all knowledgeable about all music and where to get music, and if he doesn't have it, he'll get it. He'll find a way to get it for you. So love Ray, and you got to check out the record store. It is really cool. So I haven't been there, but that's what I heard. I you know what? I can say it's really cool with authority because I'm probably going to be there on Friday for the first time. But everybody's gone in there and said, oh, my gosh, you got to get in there and see this record store. So old fashioned record store. But he's got more than albums. He's got just about everything music related. So go and check it out and say hi to Ray for me. All right. And then again, congratulations, Gene of Racine. You are in the running for the record player that we're going to draw right around noon on Friday here at WRJN.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Lee's Deli. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Plus, today's special, the Reuben and Fries. A meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
W-R-J-N. Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that died.
me feel like a man inside. Baby, baby. But if I'd been a man in reality, you'd still be here, baby.
Timeless favorites, WRJN.
It's WRJN, CBS National News on the way. Also, Stuart J. Waddles with local news and Mike Clemens with sports. Call coming up at WRJN.
Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in.